Our last talk today is going to be a, as I understand, delivered by two speakers. The first is Henson Adams at Haynes and Boone, a firm close to my heart. And he went to the University of Texas and Oklahoma Christian University, where I took the MPRE. So I'm familiar with the Eagles. Henson focuses on counseling and defending clients in labor and employment and business matters. And he's going to be joined on stage by Adam H. Sensenbaugh, a partner at Haynes & Boone. He represents clients in environmental litigation and general civil litigation and arbitration, federal court, state court, and the State Office of Administrative Hearings, SOA. He's an alum of Southern Mississippi in Hattiesburg, if I remember correctly, and the University of Texas School of Law, bar admissions in Mississippi and Texas. They're going to speak today on ChatGPT ethics, and I will be listening closely because I know almost nothing about that. So please,
that's
welcome.
Perfect. That's exactly what we want.
Well, welcome, our speaker.
Yeah, thank you all so much for the invitation to be here. We're really excited to present on this. You know, we've done this a few times, and we've really had kind of a front row seat to how GPT has sprung into the world and now has become almost ubiquitous in the media, talking about AI, talking about how it's going to change the world, it's going to change our jobs specifically, really going to replace us, I guess, if I read all the stuff I'm seeing. And then so I read it with a little bit of trepidation because of that. But really excited to talk to you all about kind of what it is, how it works, and all the ways you can use it in your practice. But sort of on top of that, you know, all the ethical concerns it raises. And so it's been really exciting to watch. And so we're excited to be here to present that to y'all and hopefully have some questions and some dialogue about how y'all have used it so far, if you have, and think about some best practices going forward.
Yep. Thanks, Adam. And again, thank you for having us. This is a really fun topic. It's both fun and scary, right? We're definitely entering a brave new world if we're not already there with respect to artificial intelligence. And ChatGPT, we're using as the framework to discuss this, but you can just really take this out and apply it to different artificial intelligence mediums, especially when it comes to generative AI, which we'll discuss. And I guess just as a show of hands, who here has actually used ChatGPT before, played with it?
Good.
All right, great.
About half, yeah.
Yeah, so that is... That's basically what we've been seeing, right? As we go to different places and talk about this, and it's really interesting. For those of you that haven't seen it, you're in for a treat. For those of you that have seen it and played with it, we're going to show you some things that we've done, and we're going to show you some areas of it that are going to be really interesting. And so to start out, you can see here on the screen what I'm showing you. This is an example of if you were to pull up ChatGPT on your web browser. There's an app as well that you can use. And you'll see at the top the write me a two-sentence blurb on the ethics of ChatGPT for lawyers. That is the input that I've given into ChatGPT. Okay, so that is what I've typed into it. And then the gray area, that is the output that I've received from ChatGPT. And we're not going to do a live demonstration today, but if you do play with it and see it, and for those of you who have played with it, you'll see when it generates it, it looks like it's typing, as if to simulate a human.
It's like a ghost is back there typing this whole thing. It feels like.
Truly is the ghost of the machine.
Yeah.
But the, so for example, right, we asked it to generate a blurb about the ethics of GPT for lawyers, right? And I'll tell you, the first time I did this, I didn't include the parenthetical that says that accounts for risks and pitfalls. And when I did that, I received the most glowing thing you can ever imagine. Oh, there's nothing wrong with this at all. You're going to see. It's the best thing ever. Us AI, we're, you know, top of the line. We'll never lead you astray.
Very high opinion of itself, you know.
That's right. And so when I said, hey, take a chill pill and account for the risks and pitfalls, you can see what it generated, right? It is a really credible sounding, coherent output. And it looks as if a human has written it. And so that's gonna be one of our major themes of today, is unlike other bots or other things that we've seen in the past, this generative AI produces a really sophisticated and human-like output. And so, talking about the ethical rules, since this is an ethics presentation, and this will be a very important ethics presentation because I hope you all are able to see this and not make some of the mistakes that we've seen in the legal community related to AI. I wish some of those people had seen this presentation before using it in their practice.